It's been a year since the eruption of an underwater volcano in Tonga, the remote island nation some 2,000 miles east of Australia in the South Pacific Ocean. The eruption was so big it could be seen from space. It sent shockwaves around the globe and set off tsunamis that devastated parts of Tonga. More than 1,000 Tongans have spent the past year packing up their homes and starting a new life on other islands, upending a way of life that went back for generations. Anasiu Falekono is a reporter for the Tongan Broadcasting Commission. She joins us to talk about the one-year anniversary and how the island is healing. Hello, Anasiu.
Malanili from Tonga.
Thank you for joining us. So not only did Tongans on islands like Mango and Adada lose their homes, now they're having to adjust to a new way of life on other islands. Tell us about some of the ways their lives have changed.
Well, thank you. It is true that the people of the island of Mango and the island of Adada have been relocated because their homes have been greatly damaged since the eruption last year in January. The government helped with relocating them to the main island of Tongatapu. They stayed at a church hall for almost a year. And while they were there, the government, His Majesty and the royal family visited them and to ensure that they have their daily supplies. So while they were there, the communities were preparing food and catering for them to ensure that they feel at home, while the government, on the other hand, were rebuilding their new homes on the island of Ewa, where they are at the moment.
Now, Tongatapu, the main island, is very different from Mango and Adada. And as I understand it, both those smaller islands, people supported themselves through fishing. There was a lot of subsistence kind of fishing and living off the land. Is that possible in Tongatapu?
As you've mentioned, their lives on the islands are simple compared to living here on the main island of Tongatapu. There are more people there. Yes, there are more vehicles in terms of development compared to the islands of Adada, where the main transportation is boat, as well as for the island of Mango. So it's a big difference, but they are being familiarized on how to live on their new places as it is safer for them. Yes, it is a new environment, but they are trying their best to adjust to the new way of life.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine, you know, it was really hard for people to leave their homes of generations. Are those islands now just left with a few residents or completely uninhabited?
The islands now, I understand, some are still there, and the people of Mango now living on the island of Ewa, as well as the people of Adada living on the village of Masilame and Tongatapu, they can go home for fishing and for the plantation, but they don't stay there. They have to return to their new homes now. Yes, the environment is different, their stories, their history on the islands, but they know they have to relocate, for it is safer for them.
I mean, it sounds like they've been getting a lot of help, though I imagine it's still psychologically very traumatic. Was there any help provided on that front?
Yes. So the Ministry of Internal Affairs, there's a church council there. They have a special team where they are going and talk to the victims because of the psychological impacts. The Prime Minister said earlier this week, after the first anniversary, they are helping. Tonga is still in the recovery process following the devastation. But the emotional and the mental effects are still there. And as such, it could take years for them to recover from these impacts, from the devastation.
And undoubtedly, this has had a huge economic impact on Tonga since the disaster.
Yes. Last year, World Bank released a report that the eruption, tsunami and the ash fall has caused an estimated $90.4 million, or that is equivalent to 208 million paanga in damage only. And that is equivalent to 18.7% of Tonga's gross domestic product, or GDP.
What has the government learned about its natural disaster response? Was this a once-in-a-lifetime eruption, or could there be more?
With Tonga's location and highly at risk to the impacts of climate change, the government have been repeatedly remind the people the significance of being prepared in so many ways, with programs weekly reminding the people of the significance of being prepared at all times.
Mm. Do you think people fear that another one might happen? It was such a scary thing when it occurred. Do you think they're bracing for more?
The people, they are concerned. But from the information from a volcanologist that was here a few months ago, it is rare for another similar event to occur in the near future. But again, there are concerns from the people of Tonga. It could happen again, as it is. It was devastating. But we do what we can by being prepared.
Anasiu Falekono is a reporter for the Tongan Broadcasting Commission. Thank you, Anasiu.
Thank you. Malo opito.